Hello, everybody, and welcome back to OMB Reviews. I am the critic who is a cynic. How is everyone doing this evening? Welcome back to the One Man Low Council, and welcome to, I believe, the first live stream where indeed we have decided to change the name to rebrand, not only here, but also elsewhere. This channel is now OMB Reviews because I talk about things other than just movies. Though recently I've been uploading some older movie reviews, which thank you for everyone that's been watching them and leaving comments on them. It's been a lot of fun to relive those times, especially these times in which I had hair. But also, too, it's just been fun in general to really think about the potentiality of the channel now that reviewing things is a lot more of a broader topic, right? So now I can review things in the culture. I can review pop culture, you know, obviously still entertainment related, like with television and with movies, and it even can include things like theater now, etc. But the bigger news, of course, and this is in the title of the video, is the fact that I have now launched a second channel. It's actually a rebranding of my second channel, which used to be referred to as Welcome to Asgard. It used to be the home where I would eventually unlist all of my live streams here. I would re-upload them over there, and then I would do some random videos. So I did some random reviews, I did some random vlogging, just a bunch of random stuff, and eventually I just ran out of steam over there. The channel was just so broad that it was hard for me to think about what to do for that channel, and so it just kind of just sat there. For a long time, and it just collected dust, essentially. Well, one day, I'm over there, and I'm looking through some of the live streams, and all of a sudden, I make the mistake of unlisting all of my videos. And it was funny, because a couple days later, someone contacted me and said, dude, what happened to your channel? Like, all your content's gone, man. And I was like, what do you mean? And then I realized, oh, I made a very big mistake, and I unlisted all of those videos. And a lot of those videos had actually to do with movie content. And so I took that as an opportunity to think, okay, well, this actually kind of gives me a chance to start over with this channel. You know, the channel is already monetized. It already has over 1,000 subscribers. It's already got the watch time and everything. And so I can really rebrand this into something and really to anything I want it to be. And as you all know, I'm very much passionate about news. I'm very much passionate about the political structure. Even though I personally hate politics, as far as the game that's often played, the lies that are often out there, the spin that we find in news media especially, that stuff drives me crazy. I do enjoy talking about just the general political structure, right? I enjoy that conversation. I enjoy talking about history. I enjoy talking about polls and why polls are so problematic because of the questions being asked and the questions not being asked and just the whole nine yards with it. And so I decided to launch a second channel, and that channel is now referred to as the OMB Report. And so what I would ask for everyone to do is, if you have not already subscribed to it, if you have already subscribed over to the Welcome to Asgard, what used to be the Welcome to Asgard channel, you should still be subscribed there. But if you are not, I would ask you please to go ahead and subscribe. It's youtube.com/C/TheOMBReport. Just simply Google the OMB Report. It should pop up right away. And what I've decided to do is essentially take some inspiration from one of my heroes in YouTube now, especially when it deals specifically with news content and news-related content, Mr. Tim Pool, and do news stories over there and to break them down, to talk about them, to try and point out what the issues are in certain articles. What are the big issues of the day, and what is my commentary on? Because you all know I got a lot of things to say, and normally I hold back as much as I can on this channel unless we have the open forums. And I found myself really wanting to get out there. And a lot of this actually really stemmed from the fact that I was on Twitter, and all of a sudden I looked at my Twitter, and I looked at all of my retweets and my feed, and I realized that the vast majority of it was all political. And it just immediately hit me where I was like, this is not why a lot of people follow me. A lot of people follow me for the regular YouTube channel, used to be referred to as Odin's Movie Blog. Obviously, I am still very much still Odin's Movie Blog. Just now the channel's OMB Reviews. And I realized that it was way too political. And so the first thing I decided to do was to separate that. So I created a political Twitter account. And that one was the OMB report. And I was like, okay, that's really cool. Now I can talk about all the politics stuff, and anyone that wants to follow me over there and wants to engage in that political commentary, many of you have, can go ahead and do so. And it's been a lot of fun. And then I was really realizing, wait a minute, I've just created now this new Twitter account dealing with this topic, dealing with this subject matter. You know what I can do? I think that this could also work as a YouTube channel. And then pretty much almost like as a split second decision, I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to go for it. And so I rebranded the Welcome to Asgard channel into the OMB Report, and it's still in its early infancy. I got about 17 videos live right now. I try to make several videos live over there today. I'm doing a lot more content over there than I am right here on the main channel, and the reason why is just because there's not a whole lot of movie news out there, which is why I'm also trying to re-upload older content from the used-to-be Welcome to Asgard channel, especially the movie reviews that I did over there, so that way we can continue to have content. And I'm going to try my best to continue also, because I have this fire in me, you know, I go through these moments, I go through these stages where I feel inspired to create content, I feel inspired to create more commentary on a wide variety of things. And so this is something that is really exciting. It's something that is also a little nerve-wracking as well, especially since YouTube has been demonetizing a lot of the videos I've been making over there, even though all of them are dealing with stories that are verified stories. I'm not diving into any conspiracies. Literally, I'm using only articles that can be verified, using the good old-fashioned Tim Pool-approved method of using NewsGuard to verify the sites. And it's been a lot of fun. And so if you want to join that conversation, if you are interested in politics, in news, and that kind of cultural discussion, please feel free to join me over at the OMB Report. And now that I've gotten that little spiel out of the way, hello, everybody. Welcome back. And yes, I see some people saying OMB is a lot easier to type. It's a lot easier to say as well. So thank you all so very much for being here. I really do appreciate it. Also, I do plan to at some point in the future either change one of my live streams, either most likely it'd be the Saturday, not the Tuesday stream, but one of them to be streamed over on the OMB Report and focus only on or mostly on news, politics, current events, and then keep the Tuesday stream only on movie and TV and pop culture-y stuff, you know, to kind of keep that separation. Have not made that decision yet because obviously with Baby Thor, the schedule is definitely getting a little bit crazier. It's already enough for me to be adding on all this extra content, but because it's a lot easier for me to say, oh, I'm reading news articles all day anyway. Now I can put the news article up there, read through it, and it's actually a lot easier to edit and put together, at least at this point. And so I plan to try and create some more things over there. If the following grows over there, create maybe even a separate Patreon community, you know, all that kind of stuff. I got tons of ideas, but of course we got to wait and see where things actually go. But again, thank you very much, everyone who has supported it so far. And thank you for everyone who has supported me up to this point. Again, it's crazy to think that I've been doing this YouTube thing for 2 years, that we have over 22,000 subscribers over on the main channel. And that so many of you have stuck with me through thick and thin, through a month or so of no content when Baby Thor was brought into the world, through all of the chaos of channel changes, of rebrands, especially the second channel. The rebrand has happened a few times now, but I'm pretty sure that this is going to stick just because, again, my two passions in life are movies. Still, first and foremost, are movies. And secondly, it's talking about important issues in the world, right? And so therefore, the world of news and politics is so very important to me as well, especially the culture. And I feel that we all need to, I think, step up in trying to not just change the culture, but impact the culture in a positive way. And the best way that I can think of to do that is to try and expose nonsense in news media, try to talk about stories that are not getting talked about. One story I'm especially proud of, and again, if you're subscribing to that channel, I really do appreciate it, is apparently there is this attempt now for airline companies who want to create digital passports where basically it's going to force you to get a vaccine if you wish to fly. Basically, they'll scan your digital passport, and if it turns up as an X because you haven't gotten your vaccine, you can't fly. And I go into that video to explain why I think that's so dangerous, especially when you think about how that's a slippery slope to lead to essentially, oh, you can't do anything without this passport, without this ID. And I know that Dave Cullen has talked a lot about this because of a lot of similar things are happening right now in his neck of the woods over in the UK. And he's definitely been warning us about it. And we're seeing this happen now moving over here. And when you look to the lockdowns and these crazy governors, it's insane. It's authoritarian, right? You're absolutely right, General Wingster. And again, that's one of the reasons why I also wanted to start and to rebrand that second channel. So if you want to join me on that cultural journey, please consider subscribing over at the OMB Report. All right, so enough of me yapping my mouth about that. Let's go ahead and dive into the chat. We'll start off with DLive Fam, since it's usually a little bit quieter. Over there, we got Mr. Peabody. How's it going, Mr. Peabody? We got Philly the Hobbit. Captain Dean Heiss is celebrating a four-month sub streak. Thank you very much, Captain Dean Heiss, for continuing to be a sub over there. We got Animation Commentator over there as well. We, of course, also have, Steely Dan. How is it going? He says, hair is overrated. Just get a groovy hat. Here's the thing, Steely Dan. I've tried to wear some beanies. And some people would say, oh yeah, to go the full Tim Pool look. Here's the thing. If I put a beanie on, I look like Josiah Rises. And as much as I love Josiah, he is my Christian brother. I don't want to be just like Josiah. I don't want to be just like Josiah, even though it definitely seems that way. Amber22, sexy, thank you very much for the subscribe. Let us see. Philly the Hobbit says, what is your theory about the mysterious 12-foot tall obelisk in U.S. Utah desert? I've seen some reports of that. That's the kind of story that I'm not as interested in, to be totally honest. You know, I'm more interested in politics, in laws, in Supreme Court cases, that kind of thing. When it comes to just random obelisks and devices like that appearing and disappearing, that to me kind of delves more into conspiracy territory, and I tend to stay away from conspiracies. Mr. Peabody says, so you unlisted your hair. Yes, I see what you did there, Peabody. Thanks. Peabody says, thumbnail pick needs some work. Love you, Odin, but thumbnail gives you a certain man in history vibe. Yeah, well, the shadowing especially has that impact. I tried to fix it in post. I've not been able to fix it yet. I am aware of it, and I will do my very best to try and address it. I need to work on some things over there again. It is definitely something that needs to be fixed. Camden Heist says, you've changed your name. Ellen Page changed her name. What's going on? No. Ellen Page claims to have changed her entire identity. The problem is that biology does not agree with her. I respect her as a person. If she wants to legally change her name, she has every right to legally change her name. What she does not have a right to is to force me or anyone else to call her by that name or to admit that she is something that she is not. The famous words once said, facts do not care about your feelings. And the fact remains, Ellen, you are still XX chromosome. No matter what you do, no matter how hard you try, you cannot change it. You will continue to be Ellen Page. Sorry that your career has gotten to the point where you feel like you need to get this kind of attention. Honestly, and again, that's my honest thought. That is my honest thought about why I think she's doing it. That's not why all people do it, but that is, I think, why she is doing it. Because think about her career, right? She started off, she got a lot of roles, then it kind of went away for a little bit, and then all of a sudden, boop, I'm bi, and then it went away for a little bit, oh, I'm gay, and then it went away for a little bit, and oh, now I'm a man. It's like, you're starting to see a pattern of behavior here, and to be honest, I think she needs help, and I hope that she gets it. Will Gentry, how is it going? Glad to see you here. Thank you very much all for being here. All right, jumping now to the YouTube, JKDBuck76, what's going on? Bryant Barth in the chat as well. Joseph Ippolito in the chat. Titan Eric K, what's going on? Eric K, who's a member, says, all hail Papa Odin. All hail to you, Eric K. Thank you for being here. Mike Jackson, what's going on? Peabody, who's a member over there as well. Orange Eye Reviews, who's a member, says, howdy, Odin. So thoughts on Grogu being Baby Yoda's name? I would have named him Yudin, sticking with the Y theme and using only vowels that haven't been used yet. Also, it's two syllables as well. That's a very interesting way of putting it together. Never would have went that direction myself. Personally, I'm fine with it. I don't really care. You know, Grogu, you know, it sounds like Goku to me. So there's that. But it is what it is. Father Christopher Miller, what's going on, Father, who is also a member? He says, so is Juno now a homosexual movie? It's a great question. So many things that could be said. So many things that could be said. A lot of people need a lot of help. Peabody says, how is everyone? It's a beautiful day here in the morning in Perth, Western Australia. That's right. It is the morning over where Mr. Peabody is. Good morning to you, good sir. Bruce, how's it going? Glad to see you here. Glad to see you here. Just Another Red Shirt is in the chat as well. Hyper and X13, Hologram, Nunchuck, Pat S says, hail y'all. What's going on, Pat S? He's also a member on the channel. JRoar123, Keck44 on the channel. Don't worry, Heimdall has been awoken. Brace yourselves. We are going to open the Bifrost, says Mr. Peabody. Alice McCarthy, who's a member, says, howdy, Odin. How's it going with the Thor and the pizza? Had pizza 2 days ago. Baby Thor is doing just fine. He had some pretty nice naps today. Was getting a little bit cranky towards the end of the day today, but he is a rock star. He is still doing very, very well. So thank you for asking, Alice McCarthy. Jeremy Swiggs tagged at 7 o'clock and says, you complete me, but I'm here for your beautiful Valkyries. Well, thank you very much, and shout out, of course, to the Empress of the Universe, Tina, who is taking the night off because every time, every Valkyrie needs a beauty day, and she's always beautiful, but she's going for a beauty day, and so she will not be here, but we have the lovely Steph, the General of the Valkyries, who's going to be in the chat, so thank you, Steph, for being here, for always supporting the channel, and for always keeping everyone in line. My Valkyrie are my army, and I could not do a lot of the things that I do without them. Soul Assassin, how is it going, Soul Assassin? Evan S., welcome, says, does Odin have a P.O. box? Yes, Evan, I do have a P.O. box. You can find it in the description of this video. It's P.O. box 4432, I believe, Chattanooga, Tennessee. So you can check and get that official full P.O. box, full address that you can send anything you want to. Just let me know if you're going to send me something. I appreciate it. I don't like surprises, but hey, if you want to send something, you're more than free to. You have free will, man. Mark is 63366. What's going on? Orange Air Review says, OMB Reviews looks like a Geeks and Gamers stream. I see what you did there. And yes, I am wearing the Geeks and Gamers merch because it's cold. It got really cold here in Tennessee, and I'm loving it. We actually had snow last night. Tina, who's not here right now, but I'm wondering how much snow she got. But we got a little bit of snow, and it was awesome. And, you know, no coverage, nothing like that. But, yeah, little baby Thor got his first snowfall, and it was pretty great. Nathan Slay tagged and says, good evening, sir. Good evening to you. Alex Flores, what's going on? How is it going? Hologram Nunchuck tagged and says, hail, your beard is on beast mode right now. My beard is always on beast mode. It's always on the beast mode. ZK-Man, what's going on, ZK-Man? How's it going? Please, K-Man, let me know if you got your giveaway item, because I know that it didn't get to you right away because you weren't there. I got some notification about something getting refunded, and normally that only happens when items get returned, so please let me know if you got the item, because otherwise I might need to send it back to you. And thank you for always participating in those giveaways. Jonathan Aldridge, what is going on? Thank you very much for this. This is a super chat. He says, hi, I thought you should know Debenhams, a retail chain in the UK, closed 124 stores thanks to government lockdown. 12,000 people lost their jobs. I did not know that. I don't follow as much on the UK news, but I did cover a story on the OMB report about that. About a third of businesses in New York and New Jersey have shut down since COVID. A third of small businesses, 33%. That's insane. That is completely insane. Jonathan, I don't know if you meant to send that a second time or if that was just an error in the system, but thank you again for the other super chat. But yes, it's totally insane to me. 30%. A third of all small businesses in New York, New Jersey. This was covered in the New York Post and a couple other areas. But again, I did a video on that very topic on the OMB report. And one of the main points that I make on that video is that I'm hoping and praying that these businesses, and if anyone's listening to this, I doubt, because I don't think of myself as having a wide reach. I love my Asgardian community, but also I try and stay as humble as I can, because I understand that sometimes people can let this stuff get to their heads. But I really do hope and pray that anyone who has been negatively impacted by these, in my opinion, unlawful lockdowns, I don't know what the laws are in the UK, but in the United States, they are unlawful. They are completely unlawful. And I hope and pray that all of these small businesses can come together, have a class action lawsuit against governors, mayors, and people in power that instituted these lockdowns, get these cases to the Supreme Court, and have the Supreme Court make it very abundantly clear that you cannot violate the rights of individuals, even in the midst of a pandemic, by forcing you to shut your business down. It's one thing to have safety protocols. It's one thing to have recommendations, but to shut an industry down, to arrest you or to threaten to arrest you, not only for being in your business, but for being in your home on Thanksgiving, is evil. It is downright evil. And the only way it's ever going to stop is if we get the courts involved. Because if the Supreme Court just says, oh, lower court's decision, oh, lower court's decision, oh, we're not going to take that case. Looking at you, Chief Justice Roberts, who loves to do that. Governors and mayors are going to continue to abuse their power. But also, if we don't start to speak up with our voices, whether it's creating videos on YouTube, whether it's going and joining organizations, or even more importantly than that, going out to vote. If you have a local election going on soon, you better vote. If you care, if you're complaining about these things and you want these things to change, but you're not voting in your local elections, you're a part of the problem. Because these mayors oftentimes get in with only 30% of their constituents voting. And many times it's these people that somehow believe they have this authority and are able to enforce it because no one challenges them at either the court level or at just the everyday person at the ballot box level. We got to start stepping up. There are so many things coming out of this election that have really, I think, put a huge magnifying glass on how broken our system is. We have a great system. We really do. We have a wonderful constitution in this country. The problem is that we have been so blind to the abuses of that constitution for so long, and it's time to wake up. Getting back to Jonathan's main point, because it's because of that, I guess you could say, ignorance. It's because of that blindness that we've had that has led to governors, has led to tyrants, downright despots like Andrew Cuomo, destroying a third of his small businesses. By the way, while all of the big businesses in New York, while all of the giant corporations like Amazon, etc., have had record sales and record numbers and record profits, but we've wiped out about a third of all small businesses. And you want to know why? It's because of lockdowns. Oh no, it's because of COVID. No, it's because of the lockdowns. And as I said, I want lawsuits brought against every governor and every mayor that did these lawsuits, that had these businesses lose their business. And I hope they get taken down. I hope the law gets thrown right into their face. I don't believe in violence, but I do believe in justice. Legally, let us go through that path. All right, rant over there. Matthew Hyland, how is it going, good sir? And if you want more of that, go check out the OMB report, because that's the kind of stuff I talk about over there. Joe Bag of Donuts, what is going on? Matthew Hyland, JKDBuck76 says, your beard is huge, just like you grew up next to a nuclear power plant, if only. Jonathan Spencer, how's it going? HyperNext13, tagging says, bro, brother Odin, how are you? Good to see you. Awesome to see the channel growing, and congrats for the new OMB report. Thank you very much, HyperNext13. I appreciate that. Yeah, OMB report's been growing pretty well. It's been amazing. It's funny because since I had done very little with the channel, if you look at certain metrics, it's up 999%. It's like election numbers right there. 99%, 999%. Wait, you can have numbers over 100% participation. How does that work? Well, on my channel, it actually does 999% increase. And yeah, we've been growing. We have, I think, 1800 subscribers over there now. And, it's been crazy. And that's even with YouTube throttling those videos. I had one video that got to 2000. And every other video so far has been under 100. And I can only imagine it's because YouTube's like, oh, you're going to talk about this topic? Okay, yeah, we're not going to recommend it. Yep. It's ridiculous. Jonathan, thank you for another super chat. Says, why not try an MLK style nonviolent protest? I think the reason why is because this is such a widespread and broad issue that that kind of protest, I don't think would have the same impact as it did at that time in history. We live in a new age, right? I think that if MLK had lived in the modern era, the internet, I think, would have been his main tool. I think he would have built a giant multimedia platform, a giant social media presence platform with lots of Twitter followers, etc. And that's how he would have organized his movement. And that's how he would have implemented things. And so I think that that's where we need to take ours. That's where we need to take our movement, or any movement for that matter. Because I don't think the ways of old are going to be nearly as effective. But that's a fair point, Jonathan. So thank you for that. Super Anime Gamer says, hey, what is up, my dude? What's going on, Super? Venom Berlin 93, how's it going? General Wingster in the chat, how's it going? I've just been called a boomer by Soul Assassin. Thank you. Nathan Slate Titan says, is it weird to think that classic films are better than most films that come out nowadays? I mean, we have gotten good films, but I feel like they don't live up to those classics. Well, the problem with that mindset, Nathan, is that you forget about all of the B and C movies that came out during that same time. So there was a lot of bad movies then, too. I will say that the best movies from that era are better than the best movies from this era. And that could be for a lot of reasons. Could just be because of nostalgia. Could be from just inherent biases. It could also just be the fact that I think that there were just much more, there were much better storytellers and auteurs back in the day. You know, nowadays it's so corporate. I think that's really what it comes down to. You know, because even back then, we had a studio system and it was very corporate. If you want to see a great example of that, I mentioned this film previously on the channel. I recommend watching The Majestic. If you love movies, if you love especially the like the Red Scare era Hollywood with like the list and everything, definitely recommend that film. It's probably one of Jim Carrey's best performances, in my opinion, at least. And one of the reasons why I love it is because the film opens with a guy who's trying to get his script to be made into a film. And literally producers are sitting around a table and they're just tearing it apart saying, no, let's take this out and let's make it a dog. Yeah, a dog. Everyone loves a dog. And so even then it was still very corporate. I guess it's just the corporate mindset has changed a little bit over the years, but you would think things are different, but in reality, a lot of it is the same. It's just, it's taken on a new face, if that makes any sense. Jonathan, thank you again for another super chat. He says, but you could still bring people together. His civil rights movement united in the end both ethnicities. Yes, but Jonathan, as I mentioned before, that was a very different time in history. That means that the methods then are not going to be the same as the methods now. So that's why what we're doing now is something very similar, only now it's through an online digital platform where we do have a voice, where we can reach out to others. It's also very different too, right? It's also very different because what I'm asking for is for us to defend the key points and the key elements of our Constitution, which seem to be violated. And there are certain pathways forward that we actually have because of that Constitution. And again, the methods that worked then are great, and it worked for them because that's what they had at the time. But as I said, if they existed now, and the issues were happening now with the same technology, they would have used different methods. So that's all I'm saying about that, Jonathan. Again, we don't have to go, you don't have to go back and forth with me on super chats, man. Like, I'll catch up with the chat eventually in 20 minutes. But I'm just saying, like, I get what you're saying, but you have to understand it's 2020. All right. The 1960s are not the same as 2020. Technology is different, which means the methods by which we bring about change are by nature going to be different. And this one's a more digital one. Anyway. Alexander Vidakovic, Kovic, how's it going? Waiting for Nadratic Laura says, sup, how you doing today? I'm doing great, Laura. Hope you're doing fine, too. Bryant Barth tagged and says, what do you think of the Bourne trilogy? I'm glad that you say trilogy and not anything else. I like the Bourne trilogy. I think it's a fun group of movies. 70B, what's going on, 70B? How's it going? She says, Tina may stop in after she gets home. Ooh, very nice. Very, very, very nice. Shout out to Stephanie B for being the Valkyrie in the chat. Have an Extra Teen says, the polls are problematic for two reasons. We bear polar bears in the north and bloody penguins in the south. JK, just messing with you. I see what you did there. A little language humor is always fun. Alrighty, let's see. Is the K-Man back there checking his cookie count? Let's see. Anyone else tagging me on here? Let's see. Pat S., who's a member at 706, says, I am now subbed to all your channels. Well, thank you very much, Pat S. I very much appreciate that. Jeremy Swiggs, tagged at 707, says, so now that it's OMB Reviews, does that mean it more of a rumor that you have a movie blog? At least Gary had a comic shop. Yes, it's still very much a rumor. In fact, if you go over to my profile, even on the OMB report, I make reference to the alleged movie blog. So that is still very much a joke. Because guess what's still in the name, guys? OMB. What does that stand for? Odin's Movie Blog. So, I mean, the jokes are still there. That's not changing. It's just a rebrand. It's easier to say OMB Reviews, and it also allows for my content, for the content that I can make for the channel to be more consistent with that name than with the previous name, at the very least. All right, we got 83 people watching. Please make sure you smash that like button. It really does mean a lot and helps out a lot. And consider sharing the stream. You think that this conversation we're having is fun. Pod Racing Palpatine, welcome back to the chat. Nathan Slay, would you agree with me that Home Alone is one of the greatest Christmas movies? It's a great one. It's definitely a great Christmas movie, that's for sure. Let us see. 13th Warrior in the chat. How's it going? Cobra Viper 999. I see your name in the chat. All right, looking for tags. All right, chat has jumped on me like it always does. Like it always does. That's just how it goes. That's just the way it goes. Okay. All right. It looks like some comments may have been skipped. I am at 714 over on the YouTube channel. Let me jump now to DLive to see what's been going on over there. Phonemo says, her role in Inception took on a new meaning. That is true. Every film that you look at takes on an entirely new movie, entirely new meaning when it comes down to it. Peabody says, can I get a beauty day? Peabody, every day is a beauty day because you've got the beautiful hair. We all know this, Peabody. Philly the Hobbit says, have you seen Rebel Wilson weight loss pictures? She looks super slim. I've seen some pictures floating around. And again, I think taking care of yourself is a good thing. There's some people that might try and go after her because they're like, no. Be proud of being overweight. It's like, no. Like, there are people who have body structures that are bigger. And that's beautiful. But when you are overweight, that is unhealthy. Just by its very nature. So kudos to Rebel Wilson, as long as she's doing it healthily, right? Because even just if we talk about weight loss in general, there's a healthy way of doing it and there's an unhealthy way of doing it. I hope that she is doing it healthily. James King, thank you for subscribing. Basement Bluss, thank you also for subscribing. It's been a while since I've had some subscribers on the channel, at least while doing the live streams. I appreciate that. Peabody says, the beard is almost long enough to do the comb over. Not necessarily. However, it is long enough essentially to make itself into a mask. So all I need is a little piece of string or something to tie around, and boom, I've got myself a beard mask. See if people are give me a second look as I walk in and say, I mean, technically he's wearing a mask, I guess. I guess we can't yell at him. All right, animation commentator over on DLive. Throwing some shade here. He says, if the Republicans continue to be spineless cowards, I'm voting third party conservative in the future. Republicans' cowardice enables a lot of this Democrat craziness. Well, here's the thing. Here's a little secret. Both parties have sucked for a long time now. That's why I'm an independent. That's why I'm a Catholic. I'm a Catholic first. That's my main goal, right? Catholic moral issues are my driving force in who I support politically. You know, my Catholicism has a very major impact on that. So when you say that if the Republicans continue to be spineless cowards, they've always been spineless cowards. Think about it. Whenever they've been in power, what have they done? Really not much of anything when you think about it. Until Donald Trump became president, no one with an R next to their name, probably since Ronald Reagan, had done as much as he did. You know, whether you love him or you hate him, because it's basically you either love him or hate him, talking about the current president. You have to admit, he got stuff done. Again, whether you like the stuff he got done or not, he did get stuff done. Just like you look to almost any Democratic president, every single one of those got stuff done too. And so I think that this is definitely an identity crisis moment for both parties, really. You see both parties going through civil war, essentially, right? You have both parties going through the civil war where it's Republicans who there's a more populist group that's trying to actually get stuff done, actually trying to do things. And then you have just the typical, you know, the stereotypical establishment types that just want the power, that just want to be in power and be comfortable and get their money and get their kickbacks and get their retirement and all that kind of stuff. And just be like, oh, yeah, we're fine. Yeah. We're fighting for you. We'll bring up a random big issue every now and then, but in reality, not do anything. While on the other side, on the Democratic side, you have those same types of Democrats who are establishment types. And then you also have the crazies like AOC, who's like, burn everything down and blah, 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 blah. Actually, don't burn everything down because the cows, we have too many cows. Anyway, both sides have extremes. Both sides have issues, which is why I don't identify with either of them. Peabody, I love you, man. I love you. Animation commentator says, true, my Christianity likewise dictates my vote. I use it to judge the lesser of two evils. And that's just the thing, too, is that I don't like the concept of the lesser of two evils. I don't think that we should ever think of it in that way. You know, it's a sad state of affairs when we have to vote for the quote unquote lesser of two evils. We shouldn't vote for any evil at all. We shouldn't vote for anything that is evil. So that's why I typically try and look at all candidates. People don't often realize this, but normally when you vote in a presidential election, there's more than just two names on that list. So basically, I come down to, I want to vote for someone. I want to vote for the person that I believe is going to bring about the greatest amount of good. There's never a perfect candidate. That is true. And so if that person who I think is the best for the job, who I think is going to bring about the most good, happens to not be a major party, hey, that's fine. And that's actually, that's where I tend to lean. That's where I tend to lean, not to give anything away. All right, jumping back over to YouTube now. Let's see, we got CM Shazam. Thank you very much for dropping the super chat. He says this, peace be upon you. As a Muslim, I feel the same way. Most religions are the same on moral and social issues. Congratulations on the new baby. Well, first off, thank you very much, man, for the congratulations. I really do appreciate that. Baby Thor is a rock star. And thank you to, and thanks to you, seriously, because when it comes down to it, most people of faith do indeed share core values. There's some clear differences, right? And we can have those conversations, right? We can have those conversations about those differences, and there's a time and place for that. But when we are dealing with the issues that we're dealing with right now, especially in the United States, this is the time for us to come together and say, what are those core moral values and moral issues that are important to us that we need to protect? Because there is an absolute group of people that want to destroy those values. And it's even beyond just even the moral concept now. They want to destroy the very laws that sustain those values. And we got to be very careful. We got to tread very carefully. But CM Shazam, thank you very much for that super chat, man. I really do appreciate it. Much love to your brother. All right, back into the YouTube regular chat. We got Michael Skewiff. What's going on, Michael? VenomBroly93 tagged me at 7:14. So at 7:14 in the chat, it's 7:38 in real life. So, as you all know, a little over 20 minutes behind. That's just how it goes. That's just the way it goes. VenomBroly93, though, says, people get after me just because I said that about Ellen Page. Well, here's the thing. Her legal name might not be Ellen Page anymore. Her birth name, or at the very least, her name for most of her life was Ellen Page. Here's the one thing, though, that no matter what she changes on her certificate, on her legal driver's license, whatever. Something that she will never change is the fact that she is a she. She can say whatever she wants to about herself. And here's the thing with me, right? I believe in personal liberty. I believe in individual liberty. If you want to call yourself a dragon, call yourself a dragon. I think that you have every right to call yourself and think of yourself the way that you want. You do not have that same power and authority to make me call you a dragon, or to punish me for not calling you a dragon, or to call me a bigot because I don't call you a dragon. Just saying. You do you, boo. And this is even me from a religious perspective too, right? where it's like, there's a lot of things that I hold to as a Catholic. But at the same time, I don't believe that Catholic police should go to, you know, should burst down your door and say, freeze, you're having premarital relations. It's like, no. You have freedom, right? That freedom is respected. That freedom is also meriting us to be responsible with that freedom. But at the same time, too, right? It's like we have that freedom still. So the same thing here goes with Ellen Page. If Ellen Page wants to call herself Elliot Page, go right ahead, Ellen. I'm going to keep calling you Ellen, though, because that's been your name the most of your life as far as an actor is concerned. And here's the thing. No matter what you say or what you do, your chromosomes do not lie. And you are still XX and will never be XY. See, I did a little rhyme there. Did a little rhyme there. Anyway. All right, jumping back over. We got some super chats coming in. Wow, man. Thank y'all for the super chats coming in. It is a hot one tonight. Captain Spire, thank you for the super chat. Says, Ravi Zacharias said it best. You vote for the political party that will let you speak without fear and allow you to remove them if necessary. Yes, Captain Spire, those are great words. Absolutely. You know, and that's what our Constitution was meant to be built on. That's what it was built on. People were not meant to serve 50 years in Congress. It was mostly understood that you would serve maybe a term or two, then you'd go back to your old job, right? You'd work on a farm, you'd work in the city, and then you'd go and run for office. You'd serve, you'd do a public service. It's called public service. You'd serve in a public duty for a certain period of time, and then you'd leave. And now it's just become such a corporate atmosphere. It's become such a occupation and not a public service that it's lost its merits. And that's why for me, it's like most of the time when you ask me, I think all of them need to be voted out. Every single one of them. There's very few that I think really honestly hold to the ideals. I will say this much. I will vote to support any candidate who says there should be term limits. If you are a candidate in any state who says we should have term limits, guess what? I will fully support you. Even if I disagree with you on half the things you say, if you're for term limits, that I think is a huge deal. Because guess what that means? That means, hey, yeah, I might disagree with you half the time, but it means at some point you're gone. At some point you are no longer going to be in that position of power. So to me, I think that should be the new standard. You know how people say, you're just a single issue voter. You know, for me, I'm a first issue voter. Like the issue of life is the most important issue. Period. End stop. No negotiation on that issue. But maybe our new like second or third issue should actually be term limits. Do you support term limits? No? Okay. I'll find someone else then. Thank you. Because until we can get a majority of people, Democrat, Republican, Independent, in the position to be able to make that kind of a change, I think it's going to be very hard for us to have any actual major changes in our country, because these politicians stay in power for far too long, where they get into the pocket, or rather they get into bed with big tech, with big companies, with big business, with Wall Street. They get all of these lobbyists giving them and patting them. They leave office, and where do they go? They go to the news networks, and it's basically this never ending thing. And so basically, for anything to change, all honesty, in American culture, the only way that anything will ever start to change is if we get term limits. So I think that might be the path forward for us as far as what we look for in a candidate. And if any of you vote in local elections, if any of you vote in even national ones dealing or statewide elections with your senator or House representative, if you have the ability to ask a question, ask them, hey, would you support term limits? See what they say, because that might be where we have to hold our ground. Sorry, I heard Willow. I actually have the dogs with me. And speaking of that, that means that I can do something very special. So this is something that I've not been able to do in a while, because normally the dogs are upstairs. But because I am where I am, I think that I might actually be able to actually do this. So let me see if I can get this up and running, though, because I think it's very important. So let's see. Hold on one second. All right. I need to open up the program, I think. Yeah, let's open up the program. Let's see if I can get this going. Okay, I got that. All righty. Let's see. There we go. All right, Doggy Cam is now up and running. All right, there we go. So there is River down there. She is sleeping. And there's Willow, and that's the reason why I was looking back, because I heard her sniffing, and I thought maybe she might be tearing the bed. She might be tearing the bed apart. I couldn't tell. But anyway, there she is. There we go. Finally got some dog cam action back in. Oop! This is a rare moment. River does not like to get on her back very often, but when she does, the moments are precious because she is adorable. And let's see if I can get a zoom in. Yeah, look at that. Look at her ear. Look at her ear. She's like, I know you're looking at me. She's like, I know you're looking at me, Dad. What are you doing? She's about to come. She's going to try and get in my lap now. Hi. Hey, how's it going? How's it going? How's it going? You going to try and get in my lap? No? And there. there we go. And there's Willow just being a good pup. Yep. There we go. Nice little dog cam for everyone out there. There you go. So I know a lot of people like that. I know Peabody always asks about the dog cam, and I have not been able to do the dog cam in a very long time. So boom, there you go. Hopefully everyone enjoyed that. So all right, jumping now over into continuing on, actually. Let's see, where are we? Where were we in the first place? Oh, we were reading some super chats. Sorry, I lost my train of thought for a second. So FireKnight013, thank you very much for the super chat. Says Odin, hope you and yours have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. FireKnight, you as well. A Merry, Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year. And yeah, don't let these crazy authoritarian government types keep you from having the merriest of Christmases, man. Jonathan Aldridge, another person, says, is someone allowed to be called St. George then? Well, we have a St. George. I don't understand what that's a reference to. Alistair Wildman, thank you for subscribing to the channel. Rosie G12, thank you for a $15 super chat. Wow, thank you, Rosie. I appreciate it. Says, at some colleges, when they ask students to pick how they wanted to be addressed, he or she, a conservative student wrote, Your Majesty. Sadly, it was not allowed. Thank you very much for reminding me of this, Josie. Rosie, G12. Thank you again for that super chat, Rosie. I remember reading about this a while back, and I was just, it was so great. It's like, if you're going to play that game, you got to embrace it to the fullest. You know, if I ever got to the point where in a job I was asked, you got to give us your pronouns, guess what I'd say? All right, I'm the Allfather. You got to call me Allfather. Because that's just how ridiculous it is. That's how ridiculous all of this has gotten. So Rosie, thank you for reminding us of all of that. But yeah, man, Your Majesty. And the fact, here's the thing. The fact that they refuse to do it shows and proves their hypocrisy. How do they know he doesn't identify as Your Majesty? Who are they to say that he doesn't identify as Your Majesty? How dare they? How dare they insinuate his identity? How dare they? Thanks for the reminder, though. James Dache, what's going on? Thank you very much for a super chat. Says, do you consider The Wizard of Oz a classic? Absolutely, man. Of course. It's like one of the go-to classics, man. It's one of the 4Ks that I actually own. In fact, I want to say someone sent it to me. Was it the K-Man? Someone sent it to me. And again, my mind's all over the place, and I forget in general because my short-term memory is terrible. But yeah, Wizard of Oz, definitely a classic. It's on 4K. Beautiful on 4K. And it might even still be on sale. Pamela Alfonso, thank you for subscribing to the channel. Jonathan, another super chat says that was a reference to your comment on anyone being allowed to call themselves whatever they like. Yes. Okay. Well, here's the thing with St. George. There already is a St. George, but yes, pretty much, right? If people say we can identify with whatever, identity is a spectrum. Okay. Well, identify as a Norse god. Who are you to say that I'm not? And when you start to dive further into that, you start to realize there's some mental illness going on there. And that's what I'll say about that. Everyone is worthy. Let me just make this very clear. Everyone is worthy of love, respect and dignity. Everyone. And must be treated as such. However, you cannot force someone to deny what is real. And I think the culture that we live in today, where we allow people who obviously need help to live out fantasies as if they're real, I think that's the real evil in the world. And I think it's something that we need to address as a culture and as a society. And the only way that's going to change is if we talk about these things and we bring them up. And again, that's another reason why I decided to launch the OMB report, was so that we could start to talk about news, politics, but also cultural items that go beyond even just film and television. See, Dixon, what's going on? How's it going? I see the full name there, and so I'm not going to read the whole thing. Thank you for being a troll, by the way. Stephanie B., if you see that person's name again, I would recommend probably hiding them, depending on the comments that they're having. But basically, if you read their name, you realize, oh, wait, that's a troll name. And I try. Sometimes I might fall for it. This time, I did not. Caught you. Nice try, though. All right, let's see. Who else is tagged over there? Nitrium. What's going on, Nitrium? He's a member on the channel. Says, I'm guessing you don't realize that your thumbnail on your rebrand channel has the hair on your mustache dark in a way that it's instantly reminiscent of a German dictator. I can't unsee it. Nitrium. So someone mentioned that earlier in the chat tonight. And here's the funny thing. My wife says the same thing. My wife immediately, the immediate thing, the first thing she said when she saw the image was, you do realize that that kind of looks a little bit like that German dude, right? So trust me, I'm trying to address it. I just really like that picture though, other than that one part. And so I've actually gone in, I've tried to work on it in post, and I've tried to change the shading on it. And don't worry, because I use it as the main image and because I'm using it as the thumbnail for all my images too, it will not be hard to fix it. But the hardest part will just be to get it to look right. And I haven't quite figured that one out yet. So you're not the first one to say that, no, Nitrium. And I appreciate your honesty, though. Trust me. I get it. All right. Jonathan Aldridge, another super chat. Damn, dude. You're on fire tonight. Says, yes, fantasy and reality should never be confused. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's very similar. Some people don't like when you mention this, by the way. Some people are like, it's different. It's different. It's like, it's really not. It would be like telling someone, when they look in the mirror and they say, I'm too fat, I'm too ugly, so I'm going to starve myself. It would be like telling that person, well, that's just who you are. That's just your identity. So go ahead and just destroy your body. It is the same exact logic. And the way that people try essentially to jump through hoops to explain how it's different somehow, I honestly have a lot of questions for them. And I think that the people that do that, the people that try and say it's different, are really damaging the minds and hearts of a lot of people. Because again, from first and foremost, before anything else, we must love and respect all people, no matter what. That's a difficult thing. Right? What does Christ say? Turn the other cheek. That's hard. Love thy enemy. That's hard. It's still a command. I fail at it all the time. I am not perfect at all. And I never want to ever come across as someone that is better than anyone else or is perfect. And if I ever do, I apologize. But just because we must look at everyone as a child of God, just because we must look at everyone and love them, what greater act of love, more, I guess to put it more succinctly, what greater act of love is there to see when someone is in trouble, to see when someone is having a problem, and to try and help them? I think that's important. James Dachier, thank you for the $2 super chat. Says, do you have a favorite Rob Reiner film? That's an easy question. It is, of course, The Princess Bride. In fact, that's the only answer. Princess Bride is one of the greatest films ever made. And I will say this much. If you love Christmas Bride, I have a strong recommendation for you. There's a great audiobook. If you like books in general, that's fine too. But there's a great audiobook, and it's by the lead actor in that. So I blank on names a lot. And I know a lot of people are probably typing in the live chat. I'm not in the live chat, so I'm not actually going to see it. So let me just go ahead and try and find it, because I want to find the actual name of the book itself. So Cary Elwes is the lead actor there, and he did a phenomenal book. A phenomenal book. Let me try and see if I can find it. And the book is called, it came out in 2014, and it's called As You Wish, Inconceivable Tales from the Making of the Princess Bride. But get the audiobook. And the reason why, again, I know a lot of you really, really, really like to read actual physical books. The reason why the audiobook is better, though, is because he actually gets people like Rob Reiner and others from the cast of the film to voice their interview parts that he did for the book. If you love the movie and you want to find out more about the behind the scenes, I highly recommend it. If you've not ever gotten it, again, As You Wish, Inconceivable Tales from the Making of the Princess Bride. Tina, if you're watching right now, if you've not listened to that audiobook, I so recommend it. I think you would love it. Again, if you love Princess Bride, you'll love that book, because you get to hear all of the same. You get to hear all the voices from all the characters. For the most part, there's a couple of actors that are no longer with us. There's a couple of actors that couldn't get their voice onto the book, onto the audio track, rather. And it still works out, though, and it's just, it is brilliant, and it's so insightful, and one of my favorite sections is there's an entire section dedicated to Andre the Giant, and just the amount of love that they all show for Andre is just phenomenal, and there's so many great, like, it's one of those books where there's touching moments, right, there's heartfelt moments, but then there's also moments where you're just like, you just feel so, so much sorrow. For what he had to go through, what he struggled with, you know, to be a giant is something that he, you know, he had a tremendous amount of pain throughout most of his life, especially in his back for being so tall and for being so large. It's an amazing book, though. So yeah, that's the easiest answer I can give, James, Princess Bride. All right, let me jump over to DLive for a second to catch up with them. Let's see. Peabody says, Ellen is just upset because she didn't get a part in E.T. Phonemo, I just checked IMDb and they changed Paige's name, but it's still called Paige an actress. Yeah, don't worry. It won't take long. It won't take long, Phonemo. That's just how ridiculous the culture is now. And that's why we need to change it. Matt9876, thank you for the ice cream donation. Mr. Peabody, thank you for the ice cream donation as well. Will Gentry says, yeah, I meant to say that. You kind of look like the German Trump in that picture. It really does look like you have that toothbrush mustache. I know. Will, I get it, man. I'm going to try and fix it. I'm going to try my very best to fix it when I can. I can only do so much at a time, man. I can only do so much at a time. Oh, Lordy. We got someone new over on DLive. How's it going? Keep an eye out. Whenever there's someone new on DLive, I'm always suspicious. Just because of the way it works. All right. Anyway, back over to the... actually, before getting back to the regular YouTube chat, we just had a lot of super chats coming in. This is the most super chats I've had in a long time. So thank you all very much for everyone for being so generous. It really does mean a lot. It definitely helps. Let's see. Jonathan Aldridge gave another super chat and says, I have found Audible to be useful as a tool to help me to read the physical book by J.R.R. Tolkien. Yeah, so I've always been honest about this. I have ADD. I've struggled with it for my entire life. There's been moments and times in my life where I've had to be on medication. For the most part, I have it under control, but you know, definitely you can tell in my stream sometimes, like I'm like, wait, what am I talking about? Where am I? What's going on? Oh, squirrel, like, it's just kind of really honestly is what it's like. It's mostly this never ending stream of thoughts though. Right. You know, how normally you'll have a thought that pops into your head and you're like, I wonder why that popped into my head. To have the mind of someone with ADD, it's imagine 100 of those thoughts have popped into your head in about a minute. And that's kind of what you go through. And so it's hard for me to pick up an actual physical book and read it. And so audiobooks are a huge thing. Audible is a great service. It's something where I really do wish that I wish it was a little bit cheaper as far as the cost of the books themselves. But there's a promo. I think it might be done. I think it was a Cyber Monday promo where if you signed up for, even if you already had been a member, you got two free audiobooks for your first month. for a month free trial. And so I picked up the Hobbit and I picked up Lord of the Rings. And what's really cool is that I didn't realize this earlier this year, on YouTube, actually, or it's on one streaming service. I want to say it was YouTube mainly. Andy Serkis, who did the voice and did the motion capture for Gollum, did a live stream reading through The Hobbit, and it was awesome. It was so cool. Didn't realize that at the same time or around the same time, he actually went into the studio and actually did the full audiobook. And so if you want to hear Andy Serkis, who's got a beautiful voice, especially when he reads The Hobbit. Like, seriously, I've already started listening to the first, like, 5 minutes, and it's so enthralling to hear his voice with it. And I cannot wait to get to Riddles in the Dark, that chapter, Riddles in the Dark, because Lord knows he's going to do the full-on Gollum voice, and it's going to be so awesome to hear him do it, as well as the other characters. But anyway, so I was able to pick up that version. There is an older version, which has also a very good voice actor doing that one, too. And he is doing he's doing the reading of the other book I picked up, which was Lord of the Rings. So yeah, I plan to read through those again because as of today, yeah, big news. So obviously Black Friday, lots of things went on sale. I picked up a lot of things. In fact, I ended up having to pick up a couple of things because I made mistakes in my orders, but it actually led to me to pick up an extra copy of Stand By Me on 4K. So this will be also added to my giveaway pile, and I will be doing giveaways at some point in the future. And again, apologies that I've not done any giveaways on the main channel in a while, but you all know that those take time typically. But anyway, I lost my train of thought there. But anyway, going back to it, the Hobbit. Oh, anyway, sorry. Lots of deals on Black Friday. Total Recall was available for $15. Guess what? It's still available. First time on 4K. I did a video on this earlier today. 30th anniversary 4K edition of Total Recall. $15. It's a pretty good deal for a brand new 4K title. But today is the day. Lord of the Rings on 4K. You get the Ultra HD, you get both the extended and theatrical cuts. And I want to say the cheapest version of it right now is around $90, and it's just the movies. I have my eyes set, though, on the collector's edition set that comes with all the films, but it also comes with the One Ring. It is a bit pricey, and so I'm trying to save up for it. So hopefully they still have it by the time everything is said and done. But the PayPal account that I normally use for giveaways and everything like that for Subscribestar and Patreon members, it needs to be refilled for the month and hasn't gotten so. So hopefully by the time the next like 5 or 6 days or so, it gets filled up again because I really want to get that set because it looks beautiful. And but anyway, that's the reason why I got those two audiobooks because God, I love those stories so much. Jonathan Allridge, thank you for another super chat, man. Says, what does the Silmarillion sound like? I do not intend to replace the physical with the audio, though. So that's done actually by a different... It's done by a different voice actor, but I listened to the sample, and the guy sounds really compelling. So my plan is at some point, I think I'm going to... I go through... I think like everyone goes through phases with things. I go through phases with Audible where like I'll have it for a certain period of time and get a certain number of books and then I'll cancel it. And so I think what I'll do is I'll keep my Audible subscription and get all of the Lord of the Rings books, get the Silmarillion as well, because I've actually never read the Silmarillion, so I'm actually interested to read it. But from what I heard from the sample that I listened to, it sounds pretty good. So that's all I can really say about that. All right, now I need to get to the YouTube regular chat, but there's been so many super chats. And seriously, thank y'all so much for those super chats. It really does mean a lot. All right, back to the regular chat. Jay Stowe, who's a member, says, what's up? Odin saw the picture of Ellen Page. All she looks like is a tomboy. Yeah, obviously a lot of people have mentioned that, so I might skip any more comments about that because I feel like we've kind of talked about that enough. Matthew Hyland says, so will she be playing Girl in Umbrella? Yeah, that'd be interesting. That is actually, it's similar, but it's different. Yeah, what's going to happen with her character in Umbrella Academy? How are they going to play that off? Laura, waiting for Nerdronic, says, PlayStation 4 or Xbox? PlayStation 4 or Xbox? So I actually take that from a more practical standpoint. I would say PlayStation 4, and obviously the newer system is the 5. But the reason why is because if you have a PC like I do, you don't need an Xbox. At least if you have a good CPU and a good graphics card and stuff like that, you don't really need the Xbox at all. All you need is an Xbox controller. And so there's some people where it's like they got a really good PC and they're like, I'm still Team Xbox. And it's like, why waste your money? You already have a PC that you can play all the games on, because Microsoft allows you to play the games on your PC as well. Where PlayStation, they have exclusives on PlayStation that you can't get on PC. So to me, it's more of a logical and a practical reason to go with that instead. All right. Pat S. says, top three final scenes in movie westerns. Unforgiven, Magnificent Seven, Seven Samurai. Magnificent Seven, And The Searchers, maybe the best final scene in any movie. So Unforgiven, great film. I actually just saw that recently over the summer. It was my first time watching it. Magnificent Seven is pretty good. I definitely prefer the source material, which is Seven Samurai, as you mentioned. And I've actually never seen The Searchers. Never seen The Searchers before. Apollo Patriot, it's been a long time, I feel like, since I've seen you in the chat. Says, hail Greek mythology, and I love my blue Twi'lek women, but I'm grinding for 1K memes on the Geeks and Gamers website. Nice, Apollo Patriot. Congratulations. Congratulations, good sir. Jonathan Aldridge had retracted a message, but I think I already read it. So Pat S. says, ouch, UK. And then Slay says, have you seen Home Alone 2? I think it's just as good as the original. I think both Home Alone 1 and 2 both have their merits, so it's hard for me to really judge them. Since they're both in the same universe, I like them both, I think, equally. But yeah, it's a good sequel. It's definitely a legit sequel, and that's not very common, I feel. Zine Waters, what's going on? Says, did you hear about Germany? They are passing a law that if it relates to COVID, they can pretty much violate all of your civil rights. That is so ridiculous, Zine Waters. Yeah, I didn't hear about that, but I have seen videos in Europe where, I forget which country it was, but did you see people were having the anti-lockdown riots? Not a riot. Here's the thing. It wasn't even a riot. It was an anti-lockdown protest, and it was peaceful, and they were getting shot with fire hoses. That stuff that I haven't seen since the civil rights movement in the 1960s. And they were peaceful. It's crazy. There's a word I'm looking for here. The religion of COVID, the cult of COVID, is real, and it's scary. And that's why, as I said, we need to start trying to take our culture back here in the United States and all over the world. Nathan Slay, it's disgusting that people are having their businesses shut down and for people to be alone on Thanksgiving. I wish I could do something about it. Nathan Slay, there is something you can do. See your family. Ignore the lockdowns. Here's the thing. No governor can legally in the United States tell you who you can and cannot have in your own home. It is unconstitutional for them to do so. You want to know why? There's this little provision in the Constitution, and it's not the right to protest. That's all you ever hear is like, oh, well, it's freedom, the freedom of protest. No, we have the freedom of assembly. We have the freedom to assemble, to come together. No more true is that freedom than in one's own home. If any cop comes into your house and says, sorry, our governor said, you say, sorry, our Constitution says clearly I have a right to assemble. Get out. Unless I'm breaking an actual law, which I'm not, because all I'm doing is having people over peacefully assembling, then get out. It's like that old song, get out right now, it's the end of you and me. Anyway, Orange Eye Review says, can SCOTUS justices be impeached? I believe they can, actually. There is a process, I believe. In fact, I'll go ahead and give you the quick result here. It says, has a justice ever been impeached? The only justice to be impeached was Associate Justice Samuel Chase in 1805. The House of Representatives passed articles of impeachment against him. However, he was acquitted by the Senate. And so that is basically the process by which a Supreme Court justice and president, and I'm assuming a lot of, you know, other, maybe even other positions in the government, where essentially, yeah, articles of impeachment are brought against you, kind of like allegations are brought against you. And then your trial is in the Senate. And so he was acquitted. So, yeah, one Supreme Court justice has been impeached, but he was acquitted. So he remained a justice. And I think the reason why that question is asked is because some people ask, you know, could we potentially see some of these more recent Supreme Court justices get impeached? Probably, because the House is controlled by one party that probably would be open to that. But depending on what happens in Georgia, if you're in Georgia, please vote. Let your voice be heard. Because depending on who controls the Senate, you could see them. And at that point, I guess, yeah, if you can get impeached and you can get convicted, I'm assuming that means that even though it's a lifetime appointment, you can technically get taken off. Pat S. says Cuomo is awful. Cuomo is terrible. The fact that Cuomo is selling a book about how good of a job he did in New York for COVID is insane. Seriously, it is insane. Perth Comics, what's going on? I saw that name. How's it going? How is it going? Pod Racing Palpatine, welcome to the chat. Let's see. Super says, yeah, Europe is in far worse state than we are. Their governments, in my opinion, straight up forming police states, Australia too. The difference, Super, though, and this is a sad thing, is that their governments are very different than ours, though. They have very different frameworks. They are not constitutional republics like we are. And I think that what we see happening right now in Europe and in Australia is proof positive as to why we have, I honestly believe, the best system. It's not the perfect system, but the best system for defending individual liberty. We have recourse. We have the ability to fight against these injustices. Other countries don't, because it's not built into their founding documents. It's not built into their founding principles. So that's why it's so important for us to defend our founding principles, because there are people in government right now, there are people in power who want to change our fundamental principles and make us more like Europe, where you can do things like ban hate speech and jail people for saying things. Basically, there are countries where me saying Ellen Page's name is really Ellen Page and that she is a woman would be considered to be hate speech, and I could be fined and arrested for it. That's insane. But luckily, I live in a great country where we have that freedom of expression, that freedom of speech, and we have the understanding that speech itself is not violent unless I call upon someone with violence, which I don't do. 88 people still watching. Please smash that like button. We are getting a little bit close to the end. We got about a little less than 14 minutes left. So I'll try and get through as many comments as I can. Again, very sorry if comments get skipped, but we had a whole train of super chats. So seriously, thank you everyone for the donations, and it really does mean a lot. And so that kind of slowed us down a little bit for the main chat, but I appreciate it. Everyone asked good questions. 13th Warrior tagged me and says, Babylon B headline, government preparing for next pandemic by taking away everyone's rights ahead of time. Yeah, seriously. it's one of those things where you're like, yeah, it's the Babylon B, and it's meant to be satirical, and yet there's so much truth to it. Nathan Slay says, I believe in justice too for all the lockdowns, but it's like, how do you fight against it? It's so aggravating. As I said, a lot of people, this is what I would say. If you are a small business owner and your business was negatively impacted and you know of other businesses, get together, try and find a lawyer and see if you can find a lawyer that would be willing to file suit against your local or state government. Because I think that there are certain things that have been done that absolutely are unconstitutional and that court cases would be won. ZK Man, who's a member, says, Oregon, mainly Portland, sucks. Everything except grocery stores and a few big name places are closed. I had to quit doing videos because of lockdowns. That's so ridiculous, K Man. Seriously. And again, I'm so sorry that you live up in Oregon, man. That place is a crap show. It really is. And it's sad because it looks like such a beautiful state. It's a state I really want to visit just because it looks so beautiful. I feel like the hiking and camping would be amazing there. But gosh, the politics are just insane. Paula Patriot says, I'm looking forward for Cyberpunk. I think it's a revolution of gaming. Gamers are rising up. Awesome. Yeah. I mean, I'm not much of a, as you all know, I'm not a hardcore gamer, but I know Az is very excited for it. Father says, more than 100%. Cue Homer Simpson voice.
That's impossible. No one can get more than 100%.
I can't do him very well.
By definition, that's most anyone can give.
Yes. You're welcome for that terrible impersonation, by the way. Jay Stowe says, worst thing about the bug is none of the stations here will talk about the recovery numbers. It's just how many cases and deaths, which is bull. Yeah, absolutely, Jay Stowe. It's a framing mechanism. That's what it is. It's framing. They want you to be afraid. They want you to be terrified. As I said, I have family that canceled plans to travel to visit us because they are afraid. I put that blame on the media, on our local and state governments that have been pushing this propaganda campaign, this fear campaign. Because you're right. What do you see on CNN and other mainstream media outlets? 250,000 deaths. What do you not see? 99.99999% recovery rate. It's a framing device. It's evil, is what it is. By the way, I do see the super chats and I will get to them, but I've fallen so far behind in the regular chat. I want to try and make sure I can get to all my members or to get to the people who've tagged me. Because the super chats will stay. The chats will not, because chats jump on me. Super says, oh, I'm okay currently listening to you through a broken piece of headphones, because that's the day I'm having. I'm sorry to hear that. General Wingster, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes is a classic. How dare you? It is. That is a classic. I never said it wasn't a classic. Matthew Hyland, I watched The Godfather 1 and 2 recently and was thinking that the films couldn't be made today. Most likely, yeah, I would agree. Speaking of that, I need to pick up the third Godfather film, the one that's just been remade. And if anyone's seen the remake, and let me know. Did they do a good job? Is it any better than the original third one? Father says, just watch and recommend 1950s The Great Rupert with Jimmy Durante, about a talented squirrel that helps a poor family. A talented squirrel. Interesting. Hyperin, have you ever seen that clip from the bad flick Tough Guys Don't Dance where Ryan O'Neal is spinning around repeatedly saying, oh man, oh God, oh man, oh man. Yes. At first I'm like, I was like, Tough Guys, but yeah, he's on the beach. Oh God, oh man, oh God, oh man, oh God, oh man. Yes, I've seen that clip. It's fantastic. Mark 63366 saying B&C movies aren't good. Them's fighting words. I'm not saying they're not good. I'm just saying, you know, they are what they are. Brian Barr says, what do you think of The Bourne Legacy and Jason Bourne? Never saw either, so no thoughts on them. Alexander Vidovic says, Alex will do. Please don't twist your tongue. Okay, Alex, thank you, man. I always appreciate when people see me struggling with names and they're like, hey, I got you. Thanks, Alex. I appreciate it. Oh, man. Jonathan Allridge says, my point is that do you want to divide people? Me? No. I want people to come together. But the problem is that people will be divided. People are divided. And there's not a whole lot that can be done really to stop that division. Because if I'm for freedom, and if I'm for the Constitution, and if I'm for individual liberty, and there are others that are opposed to that, well, then guess what? We're not going to agree. And we're going to be divided. It's what you're... Here's the thing. Division can be a good thing depending on what you're divided on. For instance, if I'm divided with someone because they're for something that is evil, that's a good division to have, right? If someone says, I think that X is good when it's evil. If I think murder is a good thing, right? If someone says, I think murder is good, and I'm like, murder's not good. There's a division there. Guess what? That's a good division to have because I am not going to ever understand or accept that argumentation. Luckily, most of the divisions that exist in our country are not that extreme and are more differences in worldview. And those can bring us together to a certain point. But there's going to be divisions. Orange Eye Reviews says, I like the reviews because he be a reviews brethren. See what you did there. Father says, one movement beyond. What does that even mean? Stephanie B says, rebrand. All right, and the chat has jumped on me like it always does. And Lord knows I know chat's got skipped. So again, very, very sorry for anyone who's got anyone whose chat did get skipped. It's 8:02 in the chat. It's 8:19 where I am. So again, very sorry if any names were skipped. But let me just get to those super chats. Captain Spire, thank you for another super chat. Says, God bless Odin. Need pray for anything tonight. Thank you, Captain Spire. I would say if you could please pray for my great aunt. She had a fall recently. She's in the hospital. Things last time I heard were not looking very good. So if you could please keep her in your prayers, I very much appreciate it. Don't worry, I'm okay. And most of my family, from what I know, are okay as well. But obviously, anytime anyone in your family, even when they're older, you know, even when they've lived a long life, it's still not easy, right? It's still tough. But you know, I always try and make this clear. And some people can actually be very opposed to this mindset, where I'm very confident in my faith, and I know that she was a woman of faith, and I know that she, when she was more with it, was very passionate and was a good person and is a good person, because that doesn't change, especially when one loses sense of self, really. So all I can say is that I obviously will feel sorrow if things get any worse, but also at the same time, there is great joy to be had as well, right? Who am I to not wish eternal salvation onto someone? And so, yeah, but your prayers for her, prayers for her family, more so I would say for her family, because you know, she'll be okay. No matter what happens, she'll be okay. I have firm faith in that. I firmly believe that. But obviously the ones that are left behind are the ones that really need the most help and prayer. So please consider praying for them. So thank you, Captain Spire, for that. I appreciate it. Let's see. Michael Skew Whiff, thank you for the super chat, says, Scotland has a new rule where even free speech in their own house is forbidden and they can be fined for it. Michael, I heard about that. Yeah, so apparently if you say something and it gets overheard from outside of your house, even though you're inside your house, you can get fined. You can get, I think, maybe even arrested. Ridiculous. Insane. And again, that's why, as I said, I think America has one of the best constitutions ever, because individual liberty is truly protected. Even when things get bad here, not nearly as bad as in other countries. Jonathan Aldrich says, it's a bit more difficult for the UK to defend its principles because it is a constitutional monarchy, parliamentary democracy. Exactly, right? The system of government there is different. And so that's why you can see some of the things that you are seeing with the lockdowns there, you know, because constitutionally speaking, they can do it. Legally, they can do it. Not so much here in the United States, which is why, as I said, the means by which we in the United States can do something is by bringing suit. Right. If small businesses band together and sue our mayors or governors, whoever shut them down, our Constitution allows for that process to play out. And if they can get to the Supreme Court, which is now a majority originalist, meaning they look to the actual text of what the Constitution says, what they likely, and again, obviously, they can't read their minds, but what they likely will say is, this very specifically says that you have a right to assembly and this right was violated. And obviously, again, it depends on what case is being brought forward. But yes, that's my thought on that. Yeah, all right. Yeah, thank y'all for those super chats. Pat S., thank you for being a member. At 802 says, it's a bummer Frodo failed. He didn't destroy the ring. Bad dancing did. by the way, POC, preserver of cultures in the chat. We got Tina B. back in the chat. What's going on, Tina B.? I hope your refreshment was very nice. Cancel Jeremy. We have another Jeremy account. What's going on? Cancel Jeremy. Welcome. Tina says, I did take advantage of the Amazon buy two get one. I bought three classics, Forbidden Planet, The Old Dark House, and Bride of Frankenstein. That is awesome. Glad that you had a good Black Friday sale. Super says, thanks for your recommendations and sales info. I dropped 150 on Black Friday and I still had stuff on my shopping list. So hyped to get them in the mail. Yeah, that's one of the fun things, is waiting for all the things you got to come in, especially when it comes for movies, because there's just so many things to watch. So many. I really shouldn't be buying things because I need to watch the ones that I have. It'll happen though. Let's see. Father says, get C.S. Lewis's The Last Battle from Narnia, read by Patrick Stewart. Well, I got to have the other ones too. Are the other ones read by Patrick Stewart? Because if not, then, yeah. Jonathan Aldridge says, is the Silmarillion the first book? It's the oldest in the timeline, I believe. It was not the first book written. I could be wrong on that, though, because anyone that is an expert on JR, again, anyone that's an expert on Tolkien might know more about it. For all I know, he may have started to write it first. But as from what I'm aware of, when it comes to the stories of Middle Earth, The Hobbit was the first book, and then the Lord of the Rings books were written. But again, whether the, as far as releases go, as far as the releases of the books go, the Silmarillion, to my knowledge, was released after Return of the King, I think. And again, I could very well be wrong on that. I'm sure the chat will correct me. Mark 63366 says, is Lord of the Rings with the Ring a limited release? Yes, it's a. I believe it's a limited release. I know it's a collector's edition, and collector's editions tend to be limited. Here's the other thing, Mark. Part of me, it's like I'm so torn because I want to get them on 4K, especially with these extended edition cuts on there. I want to get the collector's edition because I am a collector. But here's the thing. They've already announced that summer of 2021, there's going to be another release, and that release is going to have never-before-seen behind-the-scenes stuff. So I feel like I'm getting teased where it's like, spend $150 on this collector's edition, and then 6 months later, by the way, here's another special edition with even more stuff. So it's like, rocking a hard place, man. Rocking a hard place. The good thing about this channel, though, is that the revenue is always put back into the channel. So whether it's new equipment, giveaways that I do for y'all, or even just, you know, buying movies to watch and to review and to do stuff like that, if I ever get duplicates of things, I tend to give those away. And so if that happens where I'm able to get that collector's edition set, and next summer they do release an even better set, and I decide to get that, in all likelihood, that means that I'll have that other set to give away, too. So something to look forward to. Orange Hat says, I just saw Tolkien, great movie. I just wish they introduced the most important element about him, his devout Catholic faith. They only touched on it very lightly, but it was very important about him. Yeah, Orange Hat, I never saw that film, sets of film. It was about the life of Tolkien, specifically his time in the war and how much it impacted his writing. But yeah, I totally agree. I think that to ignore his Catholicism is a big mistake. Zinewater says, The Silmarillion is my favorite book. I've read it 11 times. It's pretty dry and has a lot of world building, but that's what I find the most interesting. Yeah, that's what I've heard. It's not really as much of a, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not as much as of a narrative tale. And that's why I feel like I might not be as drawn to it, but I'm definitely willing to give it a shot. Jeremy Swig, Silmarillion is a tough read. It's essentially a history book of Middle Earth, which again, for a history person could be good. HyperDeck13, long live Tolkien, his works, and Lord of the Rings. Screw Amazon, I'm boycotting the new show after I heard they want to Game of Thrones it, especially when the Tolkien estate wants out. Yeah, here's the thing, though. If the Tolkien estate wants out and they get out, then Amazon doesn't make the series. That's one of the best things about the Tolkien estate. They have such an ironclad grasp on that series, so I'm not as worried about it. I know there's a lot of people that have put out rumors and speculation, but I don't worry about it only because the Tolkien estate will not let anything bad happen to it. Now, some people could say, well, couldn't you say that the live-action Hobbit films that were made? But there's some good stuff in that, I will say. They're not perfect. They're not as good as Lord of the Rings, by any means. They're not even close, especially with all the extra stuff added that just didn't work, and then they still left stuff out that was more important that they could have. It was, but there's a lot of fun moments still in it. It's still Middle Earth. It's still the Shire, especially. I love that stuff, man. Anyway, let's see. Pat S says, Odin must be the teacher who makes a side cash by running a small black market out of his desk. That teacher who sells $2 candy bars, hot cans of Coke, and big erasers need that Blu-ray cash. I don't do that at all. It's a great idea. I don't do that, though. I do need to find a way to get more consistent revenue, though. Buy some merch. Links in the description. Buy my merch. I'm not that kind of a person. I don't typically. Normally, if I have a project that I'm working on, you know, then I'll like sell my soul and be like, hey, if you want to help out. But yeah, I have merch. I do. I have shirts and stuff. And if you want to buy it, please feel free. Again, links in the description if you want to find ways to support the channel. Super says, audiobooks are great, but I can't get into them. I'm also easily distracted and can zone out, so I wind up having to rewind so often. I'd much rather have the physical book. And see, it's the opposite for me, where I get so distracted I have to read the paragraph over again. I'm also an audio learner too, and so I think that also is a major help. All right, need to start rushing through things. So again, sorry if I skip comments. Zine Waters, yes, the Europe protests that were hosed were in Germany because of the law being passed. Again, that's so ridiculous. Blake St. Clair, what's going on, man? France made it illegal to share videos of police online in light of some pretty blatant abuse of power by the police. Again, that's scary. And again, they can do that in those countries. Their legal systems allow them to make those kinds of laws. So that's why, as I say, I thank God that I live in the United States. We're not perfect. We have issues. But man, oh man, I would not want to live in Europe during these lockdowns. Tina says, Food and Wine magazine disgusted me today. They ran an article from the CDC telling people not to drink for Christmas and to stay away from eggnog. Won't repeat what I said when I read that. Why? Wouldn't alcohol kill viruses? I'm not a drinker. I'm straight edge. But alcohol tends to kill. I don't know. Pat S says, and we don't have to billet. We don't have to billet soldiers. What? Sherry Allen says, great singing voice. Thank you. I appreciate that. I do that for fun. Hardwick, in retrospect, Evangeline Lilly and Vanessa Hudgens write about the coof. I don't know what they said. And I don't care what they said. What they say don't really mean much to me. Pat S, time for two new countries. If anyone wants to come down to New Orleans, we can all be pirates. Lord. Eric K is a member. LA County is trying to make people who do not wear masks domestic terrorists. Yeah, I saw that. I think I'm going to do a video about that on the OMB report. Videos that I'm probably going to do tomorrow, that and talk about Dr. Fauci flip-flopping on schools and why that first terrible take he had on schools probably destroyed the lives of several kids, and why I think Dr. Fauci is actually an enemy of the people. Not really an enemy, but you know what I mean. That's hyperbole. HyperDex 13, that probably explains why Bigfoot keeps screaming in the mountains. He's enraged by how politically crazy Oregon is. Hardwick, Mia's coverage of President Trump is almost as fair as J. Jonah Jameson's coverage of Spider-Man. Almost. Super says, yep, pretty sure CNN had literal death count running on the screen 24/7. They did. They did. Some people wonder why they're not trusted. Can't possibly imagine. The new number two. Hey, cool. I hit 100 hours. Congratulations, man. Congratulations. Let's see. Jonathan Aldridge, thank you for the super chat, says, as a grandson of an author, I can say that it is largely down to the Tolkien estate, a family owning the rights to the books. Yeah, but they do have a huge say in what happens to those stories. They're notorious for how close they hold those rights to their chest. Michael Skew Whiff, thank you again for also another super chat, says, random question, but have you ever seen Children of the Corn? I've not, just because I've just never really been, I've never been a fan of horror films for the most part. And so there's been a lot of classic horror that I just haven't watched. Jonathan Albers, thank you. Another super chat, says, the system in the UK has served the UK well for many years. I'm not sure a republic would serve us well. Well, here's the thing, right? You can't, it's one thing to say like, oh, if you had our system, it'd be so much better. The thing is that if you were to overnight become a constitutional republic, it wouldn't work just because the culture you live in is so used to the system that you have. Now, I think over time it could work. And I think that over time you'd realize that it is a better system, but yeah, you're right. It wouldn't just work out overnight, that's for sure. Animation commentator says, I would like to shout out Dave Prowse. May rest in peace and may the force be with him. Yes, absolutely. Rest in peace, Dave Prowse. Very sad news to hear about that, for sure. Jay Stowe says, I'm stocking up on eggnog now. Eric K in California, the virus sleeps between 10 p.m. and the morning. Yes, that's what we hear. Thirsteenth Warrior says, Sauron shot first. Jay Stowe, hey, Odin, can you bypass that and wait for the release with more features? Just get the One Ring from the Noble Collection. I could do that. But I want the 4Ks now. Daddy, I want them now. I feel like Veruca Salt. Soul Assassin, Lord of the Rings lore channels are good watch to learn some of the Tolkien universe. Nice. Orange Chat, the very first Middle Earth books written was The Hobbits. The Silmarillion was unfinished and continued by his son Christopher. Yeah, I knew about that second part of it. Strand of Fate, what kind of mic do you have? This one is the Shure SM7B. Not cheap. However, what I will say is get the SM58. It has a very similar sound, and it's a great microphone. I highly recommend the SM58. It's much cheaper. Dragon Wingster, Odin, can I request be your channel's official mascot. Take pride in that we are real men, unlike Ellen. Oh gosh, Dragon Wingster, how dare you, Dragon? Oh, Super says, and worst of all, under that or similar law, after being denied access to a family funeral, a man emailed the Scottish First Minister calling her a Nazi, and he was arrested. Yeah, so ridiculous. That's the other thing too. I think back to some of my own family where we had to limit the amount of people that went to a funeral. And then you look to these asshats in California, like Governor Newsom and all these other politicians who break the rules that they put in place. And it makes you so frustrated because you're like, why is it that the regular everyday person has to suffer while you just do whatever the hell you want? It's ridiculous. Fate Goodwin, I see you. All right, I gotta rush through some comments. So again, very sorry if some comments are being skipped, but that's just the way it goes sometimes. I was going backwards there for a second, so let's see. Got that one about the joke about California. Let's see. Hyperin says, I watched this crazy Monster Quest episode about some crazy theory about Stalin wanting to create an ape-human hybrid army. I'm like, dang, that's like Saruman and the Uruk-hai. It kind of is like Uruk-hai. Man, yeah, you're right. Kent Barnes, what's going on? Let us see. Hardwick says, Dwayne Johnson developing reboot of Scorpion King. I don't care. I just don't care. Eric K, we are lucky in California the virus sleeps. HyperX 13, what if Komodo dragons had wings and fire? That'd be crazy epic. That'd be terrifying. And Jonathan Allridge with the super chat said, did you hear the Arthur Conan Doyle estate tried to sue the producers of Nolan? I guess you meant Enola Holmes. I believe it's not just Tolkien that has a tight control. I did not hear about that, but that is interesting that they did the movie before it happened. I heard that the film wasn't too bad. I heard the film wasn't too much of an egregious affront against humanity. So, Peter Hahn, what's going on? He says, Odin has time to rush to the chat, but not time to say the chat has jumped. I see what you did there. Well, the chat always jumps. Chat always jumps. All right, let me just jump over to DLive and just catch up with them. Peabody says, true, we actually don't have the right to free speech in Australia. That's so sad. He says, and I can't even have a gel blaster gun? What? Just watch Red Dog. You have had it a year. I already watched it. I liked it. I talked about that already. Peabody says, great aunt. She has your love. She gains your strength. She becomes one of us. Boom. Peabody, The Hobbit was first. As far as being written, Phonemo, write, gonna order a case or two of whiskey despite the CDC. Yeah, seriously, screw these governments, man. Dion, much love to you. Much love to you. Peabody, thought you got a SM-58. So if you're talking just about the SM-57, pretty much the same, but 57 is better for instruments. So no, I have the SM-7B right now. The SM7B is what I have right now. I upgraded not too long ago. I recommend the SM58, though, for voice. The SM58. I said the SM58 has a similar sound to the SM7B. The SM7B is a better microphone. It is definitely better quality. However, to my ears listening back, the SM58 sounds very similar, at least in tone and at least for my voice. Jonathan Allers with another super chat. I believe the Sioux was over the character, which had no link to Sherlock in the original 56 books. So basically creating, it would be like with Shakespeare, right? That people may not know this. If you do a production of Shakespeare, you can't add things. Like, it's very strict about you can't just add a bunch of random things to the show. It's a big no-no. So I imagine that that's very similar what happened there. Anyway, whew. That was a lot. Thank you all very much for being here this evening. I really do appreciate it. We got through it, and we're just only a few minutes after, though. Of course, I don't want my wife to be upset with me, so I do definitely want to wrap things up. But seriously, thank you all so very much for your love and support tonight. Shout out to the DLive fam. Shout out to the YouTube fam as well. Again, we have 82 people still watching on YouTube. It seriously is freaking awesome. Really, thank you to all of the members on YouTube as well. It's been an amazing month. It's been an amazing year. And thank you all for supporting me in this rebranding effort. Welcome again to OMB Reviews. It should be very similar to what Odin's movie blog was, and it, again, nothing's really changing. It's just a rebrand and just you know, focusing content a little bit more. And if you want to be a part of my new channel, please consider joining me over on the OMB Report. As I said, if you want to hear talk of news, if you want to hear talk of politics, of culture, the big fight that's happening, it's going to be over there. And please support those videos if you are interested in that kind of stuff, because as I said, YouTube is definitely suppressing a lot of the content over there. So please, if you could like and share those videos, I would really greatly appreciate it. Again, if that's the least you could do, I would be greatly appreciative of it. But again, just for being here, just for listening, for engaging, for having fun, that's what it's all about. Having fun. It's just been great. So Eric K, 70B, Tina B, shout out to the Valks tonight. Always my Valks. Lovely, lovely ladies. Kent Barnes, Soul Assassin, Kick 44, Strand of Fate, Soul Assassin, Eric K, Nathan Slay, Michael Skew, Wilf, Dion, McGrath. Let's see. Peabody is the K-Man as well. And let's shout out, of course, all the people that super chatted. Jonathan Aldridge times 10,000. Michael Skew, we have Captain Spire. And that was it, because and James Dashier, thank you again for all those super chats and all those great questions and great conversations. Go out, and if you can still get some Blu-ray 4K deals, go ahead and get them. Again, got Stand By Me. This one was about, I think, $12 on sale. If you want to get a really cool deal right now, you can absolutely still get Total Recall for about $15. It's going on sale officially in 7 days. $15, 30th edition, 4K, first time ever on 4K. Shout out to Lionsgate for sending me that review copy. Check out the video I did earlier if you want to find out more about that specific copy. Anyway, you guys are all amazing and beautiful people. I do need to, of course, shout out some people real quick, but of course, YouTube is you know, it's being a bit of a pill, you know, kind of what it typically is, as it normally would be. But I need to shout out my members who are at the Army of Asgard level and above. So let me just go ahead and try and pull that up real quick. Let's see. So members, I need my members. And then I need to, by the way, Sporky News Podcast, thank you for rejoining as a member 5 days ago. Don't know why you ever left, but thank you for joining. And for joining to be a part of it again. So first off, let's shout out the Army of Asgard and Keeper of the Bifrost members on YouTube. Nico Blue, Fears the Mind Killer, Andrew Hoyle, Eric K, Orange Chat Reviews, Adam Avery, The Bosco 2000, Torley Wolf, Jay Stowe, and Aiden Vickery. You are all amazing and beautiful people. Once again, shout out to the Valk. Shout out to everyone in the chat tonight. You guys are awesome. I love you all from the bottom of my heart. You D-Live fam, you stick around. I'll take care of y'all a little bit like I normally do. Have a wonderful evening, everyone. And as always, God bless. And now for a huge shout out to all of my November Patreon and Subscribestar members. Albertus Magnus, Animation Commentator, Brian P., David Bobrizic, Dion, Divex, Enrique Evangelista, Father Christopher Miller, Hail Father, Father Damien Cook, Frank the Tank and the Shawhan Wiener Dog Clan, Harold Francis, The Hunky Chunky Funky Monkey, Inflamed Wood, It's a Trap Productions, Jason Clark, Jacob Juice, Jay, Jeffrey Toon, Jonathan Carney, Kenneth Camiel, Laura Story, Times 2, Mad Mitch Dunaway, Mike Jackson, Mr. Peabody and his evil twin, On to June, Orange Hat Reviews, Out of Step with Reality, Outpost Dyer, Riff Magos, Rosetta Allen, Steve Glasker, Teresa Martin, or Miss Martin Muses, Theodore Benden, Tina Bojan, and Tina B, the Empress of the Universe, and Garrett Searles, and Cash the Butcher. Thank you all for being my Patreon members, and a shout out, of course, to my Subscribestar members, Stan Four, John B, Perpetual Punster, Robert Revo, Mr. Roy, Glinzer, Darkstar 57, J. Alex McCarthy Jr., US 888209 Fast, Dean Heiss, J. Rod, the Beer Guru, Nabadon G. Adams, and ZK Man, and Andrew Hoyle. Thank you to my Subscribestar and Patreon members for supporting me for this month. I hope that you are enjoying your perks of getting access to things like a podcast, to giveaways, and also, of course, to other exclusive content. I know I've fallen a little bit behind with the birth of Baby Thor, and so I thank you very much for your patience and, of course, for your continued support. You guys are all amazing and beautiful people. Have a wonderful day, and as always, God bless.